Alzheimer's is a disease where the person's memory and other mental functions, such as their behavior and social skills, slowly start to deteriorate, but it cannot be diagnosed until after the person has died. Before this, it is known as dementia. The main problem that is associated with Alzheimer's is the memory loss. Alzheimer's affects almost each lobe of the cerebrum, so I will start with the frontal lobe, which is located in the front of the brain, and it is important for things such as organizing, planning, and behavior. Damage to this lobe can cause loss of motivation. The person might become tired, lethargic, along with struggling to get out of bed. The person would have to relearn simple tasks and will be doing the same things over and over again, such as folding a piece of clothing or touching something. As for the behavior end, the person might start swearing, undressing, urinating in public, eating and drinking non-food items, and many more things. Moving on to the temporal lobe, which deals with memory. Damage to this lobe mixed with the frontal lobe will mean that the person will have little or no ability to learn and retain new information. This part is more focused on the episodic memory, which is involved in remembering personal experience, such as a phone call or a movie you recently watched. But a person with Alzheimer's can still construct sentences. This is because of the semantic memory, which manages storage and retrieval of general knowledge and facts. This type isn't affected very much, if at all, when the person has Alzheimer's. Moving on to the occipital lobe, it is not fully affected when the person has Alzheimer's for reasons to still be determined. Now the parietal lobe. This is the lobe that deals with the person's senses. If the dominant side of this lobe, which is commonly the left, becomes damaged, then that can lead to trouble writing, understanding, not being able to distinguish left from right. If the damage is done on the non-dominant side, which is typically the right side, then the person would experience the inability to recognize faces, surroundings, or objects. So if your grandmother has this disease, she might not be able to recognize you, and you would have to keep reminding her who you are due to the damage in her brain. Now we are going to shift over to some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's. The most common symptom is memory loss. The person will forget names, they might forget who another person is. The second symptom is experiencing problems with using language. This was talked about earlier, but if the damage is done to that part of the brain, then they will not be able to construct sentences as well as a person without this disease can. The third symptom deals with the behavior of the person. They might start to have mood swings or start to have a different personality and temperament due to the damage in the frontal lobe. Adding on to the behavior, they might also start being very disruptive or not being able to control their language. Another symptom is difficulty completing daily tasks or tasks that have multiple steps, such as getting dressed. If it has progressed so far enough, the person might even forget how to go to the bathroom. Some even experience hallucinations, delusions, and paranoia. If they have this disease for a long enough time, towards the end they might think that they are young again and start talking about their childhood as if it was happening in that very moment. There is no cure for Alzheimer's, and there is no way to stop the deterioration in the brain once it starts. But there are things the person can do to help themselves, such as physical and social activity, proper nutrition, health maintenance, and a calm and well-structured environment. As for the prognosis, after 65 years of age, the life expectancy is about 4 to 6 years after they have been diagnosed. They will be able to live a completely normal life, but as the disease worsens and the brain tissue shrinks, it will become extremely difficult to complete normal daily activities. Adding to this, the person who has Alzheimer's will eventually rely on everyone around them to help them with their daily activities. There are roughly 5.7 million people living in America who have the Alzheimer's disease. These people consist of any race and or gender, but it is mostly people that are at least 60 years old. So this disease doesn't just affect one type of person, it can affect anyone in the world, but more common in older people. Some interesting facts about Alzheimer's include that Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Another fact is that more than 16 million Americans provide unpaid health care for people with Alzheimer's, and among those caregivers, they provided an estimated 18.5 billion hours of care, which would add up to roughly $234 billion. From 2000 to 2017, the deaths caused from heart disease have decreased 9%, while the deaths have Alzheimer's deaths from Alzheimer's have increased by a shockingly 145%. One in three elders dies with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. It kills more than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. In 2019, Alzheimer's and other dementias will cost the nation $290 billion. And by 2050, these costs could rise as high as $1.1 trillion. 5.7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, and by 2050, this number is projected to rise to nearly 14 million. And roughly every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops this disease. This is the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed.